Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Friday, September 3rd, 2021. Today he is talking about the joy of surrender. You are alive and conscious of being alive, and that is indeed miraculous. As you wait impatiently for humanity's awakening to come to fruition, make a point of reminding yourselves regularly throughout the day that the divine will is always achieved, absolutely perfectly, the only perfection there is, just as divinely intended, and that there is only the divine will. Anything else is unreal, illusory. Your awakening is divinely assured, and is therefore absolutely inevitable, just as day follows night. If you will look, you will see encouraging signs in many places as the moment for this most magnificent event draws ever closer. Yes, I know that you have all heard this before, and that living in unreality as you do, impatience is therefore an unavoidable state or sensation that you all experience quite regularly for numerous reasons, not least as you wait your long-promised awakening. Just remind yourselves that all is divinely taken care of, and that whatever Mother, Father, God promises is always delivered. The fact that you are alive and conscious of being alive is permanent proof of this, and it is indeed miraculous. God's love for her children is infinite and unchanging. It is forever. It is eternal. It is now. You, all sentient life, live in the infinite energy field of love, always. You cannot leave it or separate from it, because it is all. What you experience as beings in form is a state of unreality, because form itself is unreal. Yes, it does seem very real as you are experiencing it, and that is because you chose to take form for this very purpose. However, as you do know deep within yourselves, you are utterly free. Love is free, so any choice you make is always completely honored, because it is sacrosanct. It is a bit like families that allow maturing children to exercise more and more freedom to prepare them for independence, so they can operate in and engage with the world and with other people. The physical environment that you are experiencing in all its myriad forms was invented, imagined, and constructed by the collective for this precise reason. And when the collective chooses to terminate the need for physical experience, it will dissolve. In the meantime, you are in the process of awakening from it and preparing to allow it to dissolve as it dematerializes back into the pure field of energy that is all, that is love. As humans in form, you have all had thoughts or dreams, the American dream. Some come to fruition and others do not. Living as a human in form, many of you do that. Some of you infrequently, some frequently, some incessantly, depending on your personal sense of satisfaction or dissatisfaction with your lives. You think about it, dream about it, as you wonder where it will take you, but in the end you let go of those thoughts and dreams as you come to realize that life is much, much more than an imaginary state that changes its appearance from moment to moment. You then seek a deeper meaning to your lives, a spiritual meaning, because deep within yourselves you know that a deeper meaning is your reason for being, in form, at this moment. Seek and you shall find. The collective awakening process is the seeking for and finding that deeper meaning, an infinitely deep meaning, that you had concealed from yourselves in order to fully experience the unreal state of separation from Source, from love. You have had enough of those kinds of experience, which is why the collective has finally chosen to awaken. The choice has absolutely delighted God. God wants you to return to full awareness of your true nature, so that you may enjoy yourself to the full in every moment, right now. You do experience love in your lives as humans, but it is as nothing to the reality that is love. People who have near-death experiences, NDEs, get brief glimpses of love, encounter it, and are overwhelmed with delight by the peace and joy with which it envelops them, and they never forget the wonder of it. You can all have access to the love that you are when you go within to your holy inner sanctuaries of harmonious serenity and allow and invite love to fill your hearts. However, because of that choice to experience form, which is but a temporary and extremely limited and restricted way in which to participate in life, you are constantly being distracted by the needs of your human lives and have great difficulty in actually and positively relaxing into those inner sanctuaries. Many books have been written about it over the eons by those who have managed to enter that deep peaceful state, explaining how simple it is when you just surrender to what is. And yet it appears to remain extremely difficult for the majority to actually relax into that space that is forever inviting each of you inwards. Let go of the flow of thoughts, of your impatience for the next bodily distraction. I need to go to the store, to visit my friend, to check the fridge, to have a drink, to have a smoke, to register a complaint. And allow yourselves to just be and watch time flow by freely, instead of allowing it to drag you endlessly onwards to further meaningless distractions. It really is very much worth your while to stop, mind and body, and just be. Many of you have tried and been distracted or fallen asleep. Well, don't give up. If you are courting a new partner, choosing a new car, house, bicycle, boat, computer, dress, suit, restaurant, you don't give up. And those are distractions from life. If you gave as much time, not forced, focused intent, to your spiritual life, to your inner intent to find yourselves within yourselves, you could not succeed. Your inner sanctuaries of peace and harmony await you in every moment. Stop focusing on what is wrong with your lives. Instead, give thanks for life itself, that miraculous gift from Source, and find and experience the peace and contentment that is your divine right. Your loving brother, Jesus.